maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly, we were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be?
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yes, we're hearing you just fine. Let me go. Hold on just a moment, and I'll put Leilani in with you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Leilani?
Hold on, let me get Leilani in the room
Hello?
With us. Just stay on line with us just a moment. Hi there. Let me put you in with Siri.
Hi.
Seth.
All right. Leilani?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Siri?
Siri, are you there?
It looks like she just dropped. Hold on. Let me get her back.
Okay. Just take your time, Seth. It's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can feel that from you, so it's okay. I know you're trying.
Thanks for calling VBS Radio.
She may not realize that we dropped her. Can you get the mic playing in the room, Chet?
Go ahead.
Siri, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, Siri. This is Leilani. We do apologize for losing you.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Okay, Leilani. Good.
Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519. And our direct lines are same area code, and that is 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 and 413-4515. I am absolutely beyond words this evening, and most of you have followed my broadcast for many years now, and I truly thank each and every one of you. I feel, and I hope that each of you will feel this as well as I do, the magnitude of our guests for this evening. We are truly blessed, and I am honored to be able to have this guest to share with each and every one of you worldwide. I ask that each of you please sit back, get something to write with. Please do not hesitate to ask questions, or you're welcome to call in. I'd like to remind all our listeners this evening, I'd like to invite you to visit my show page on bbsradio.com under the show called Universal Spiritual Connection. And for all the listeners of Pal Talk, you will find that I have our guest name posted in the room along with this website. I'm going to go ahead and give you this website so that all of you will have the opportunity to follow this show this evening. And that website's address is oneness, O-N-E-N-E-S-S, movement.org. I truly invite each and every one of you to explore this wonderful website. You'll find that love just radiates from every word, from all the artwork that is presented. Now, I personally have experienced Diksha, and I will have to say it has been a profound experience in my life that has evolved my own personal spiritual growth and soul. And I am so grateful that Father, Mother, God, the divine creator of this universe, has given each and every one of us the same opportunity to experience our guests for this evening. So if you will bear with me, allow me to share with you our guest name and some information that I feel will be useful to each and every one of you this evening. Our guest is Thierry Rajay, a lay monk and lead facilitator for the Oneness Movement. Now, this young lady travels worldwide, touching many man, woman, and child worldwide. And I will have to say, if you've never experienced Diksha, I could not encourage you enough, nor find the right words to express the true love, unconditional love, that you will firsthand experience All it takes is one experience, and it will definitely speak for itself. And what's really interesting, if you'll give me a moment, I'd like to read this to all of you. The power is being bestowed on each of us by the divine through Diksha. Diksha is a divine reaching out to every man, woman, and child worldwide. This is humanity's greatest opportunity to become enlightened. Enlightenment is a state of oneness with all that is. Now, our guest also, you'll find on my show page, I have a wonderful picture of the World Oneness Center in Golden City, India. So without further delay, I ask that each of our listeners this evening, let's all give our guest a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Siri.
Thank you, Leilani. Thank you very much. Yes, I am really, very honored to be on your show, and I know you, only great people can see the greatness in others. So I know where you're coming from, too.
Thank you. Well, I know I have a deep passion and a mission as well. And when I was first introduced to Diksha,
right,
I was going, oh my goodness, the world really needs to know about Diksha and the unselfishness of the people that work around the clock to bring love, to bring enlightenment, to empower every man, woman, and child on this planet. And it is a true honor to have you with us. Would you like to share more about who you are and what Diksha and the Oneness Movement is all about with us tonight?
Right, okay. Yeah, my name is Rani Kumra, and 13 years ago, I have been seeking for many, many years, and I had met a monk from India who was here, and I had met many, you know, evolved souls, and when I met him, it was like everything like cleared. There was like so much clarity. I could see within myself what the problems are. You know, the problems that we think are outside, the other person, place, or thing is causing. I could see that it is not anyone causing anything to anybody. It's not the suffering caused by, because your mother-in-law said that, or your friend said that, or your boss said that. It is all lies within. And I could see that as I met him, and he said one word, he said, see. And what he meant was become aware of your inner conflict. When I saw that, oh, it's so easy. The problem is not outside. So I don't have to really run around wasting my energy trying to mend things outside. All you need to do is look within yourself, and things will become very, very clear. And as you clear whatever is within you, the inner conflict, as you clear that, the outer does not exist either. So this is how, when I, you know, was suffering a little bit, and then when this happened to me, and I saw what a great shift happened, and I saw that, because from childhood onwards, I never suffered. For 4 years, I suffered intensely. And they say suffering is a blessing in disguise, and maybe that was for me to learn something. And it was like a tool for me to teach other people, because I can feel where people are coming from. So I saw that if this can help me, it can help many people. So I chose to, you know, travel around Australia, New Zealand, Italy, and started the works there. And in USA, Canada, and many lives have been touched. We started with maybe two or three people, and now we have about 1,400 oneness facilitators all over the world, all over USA itself and Canada. So
absolutely, and you know, I was personally invited with from one of your main facilitators right here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in there for the very first time,
right,
you know, I come in with Okay, let's just check this out and see what this is all about. Probably once again, all these other things that I found that just didn't quite connect with me. And the moment I walked into this building, it was like I literally hit a sea wall of this beautiful, unconditional love.
Right.
And as we received our Diksha blessings, oh, that was it. I was done for.
Oh, right. And it is like what Leelani is saying, you know, what you're saying, Leelani. The Diksha is something, a benediction. It's like a gift given to mankind in a golden platter. I mean, if people would only appreciate what they're getting, it speeds up your, you know, awakening. It speeds up, it takes you from a different conscious level to a very high conscious level. And when it does that, your perception towards life change. Little things won't bother you anymore because you are now at a different conscious level you're speaking from.
Absolutely. And I will and I would like to add this, if I may.
Yes, please.
Now, when you walk in, if you choose to experience Diksha for the first time, you will literally feel this. Doesn't mean that you necessarily have to see with your physical eyes, but you will not doubt for one moment what you feel. And it's really interesting because I was able to see this incredible iridescent, but yet this beautiful sparkly gold, a gold color that I had not seen before. And it was more like technicolor, and I'm sure that some of you can actually relate to it. But now, that said, I really would like to share with you guys as well, has it changed my life? You bet it has. Has it propelled me to quicken my spiritual growth and accelerated it beyond than what I could have ever imagined? Yes, it has. And most of you know that I have experienced many different experiences on this planet, but it is the one experience that I have that I hold very deeply in my heart. And I hope that each of you will be able to really feel and hear with your hearts tonight. You all know the passion I have is to bring you the highest information to help you, assist you, is what I should say, to assist you in your own personal journey of enlightenment. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you because I get so excited about Diksha. Could you explain to our listeners exactly what that is?
Yes, I will. And before I do explain to them what Diksha is, let me tell them about the Oneness University.
Yeah.
Is the you know the founders of the Oneness University are Amma Bhagwan, and they had taken this, you know, they saw that man was suffering a lot, and he studied man for a long time and said, you know, found that how could I help man? So this is how he chose to help, is through Diksha. So he had this vision, and you know that you know, as we could transfer energy. And it is not about him following him. It is about awakening you into whatever religion or faith you are. It awakens you into that consciousness. You will see, if you're a Muslim, you'll awaken into, you will understand the Quran better. If you're a Christian, you'll understand the Bible better. You'll be in the Christ consciousness. If you're a Hindu, it'll be the Krishna consciousness. It'll be an awakening that, you know, things that you have not ever experienced will become your reality. What you may have read, you know, it'll be different for each individual. It's not guaranteed what Leelani's experience is or what mine is. There's another Diksha giver right sitting by me, Vicky, and what her experience is, it's not necessarily it'll be the same. If there are 6 billion people, it'll be 6 billion kind of processes for each individual, depending on where you're coming from. You know, depending on how many hurts, pain, trauma that you're carrying with you. If that needs to come out first, the Diksha, as the Diksha is given, or it's also called the Oneness Blessing, you know, it'll start surfacing out. So I'll go into that a little bit more, but like Lilani said, let's explain what is Diksha. Diksha is a transfer of energy, and, you know, it can be done by intention, or it can be done by touch. And it is as strong by intention. I do a lot of phone Dikshas, like sometimes I have 700, 900 people, or 1500 as well, on the phone, and they experience like what Lilani just experienced, light. They have experienced, you know, a lot of suffering, hurt and pain that has been with them for, they're carrying for so many years, surfaces out. So we do transfer the energy with intention. So this, we do it here with the phone on with intention, or we do the touch one on the head. And what it does is, it is not a psychological process. It's not psychologically we are making you feel that, oh yes, shift has happened. It's actually a neurobiological process that happens. So it is a shift in the brain that happens. It's a rewiring of the brain that happens. And during this time, there are two things that will happen. One is the mind will be decluttered, and the second thing is your senses will be heightened. The reason man suffers is because the mind is the one which will not let you be in the moment. It's not, you know, when we are looking for joy, everybody's looking for happiness and joy and bliss. You know, it is not to be found by running after getting a new house or a new car, or, you know, getting the kids to school in a nice school, or achieving an award. You know, those are some very temporary happiness we get. But the internal bliss and will only come from some shift like that that can happen in the consciousness. That is, by the transfer of this energy, the mind will be decluttered, because the mind is the one which won't let you, you know, be in peace. It won't let you experience the moment. If we experience what we eat when we are talking to someone, experience the other, or we experience walking, or, you know, driving, everything is joyful. If you are in that moment, only experiencing that, what you're doing. But since the mind comes into interaction, it will not let you, it will take you in the past. As you're driving, you're thinking of, oh, I have to pick up my kids, I have to do this, look what he said to me, and look, my boss did this to me. So it is like you judge others, judge yourself, and commentary of the mind goes on. So you're never in the moment. And when you're not in the moment, you're not experiencing anything fully, then you are only, you know, suffering.
If I may interject for
a
moment, that's such a very important key there, is that, you know, a lot of times we through our observation, we see many that choose to stay stuck in the past, or they're more concerned about the future. And the real key is indeed staying in that now moment, because that's when we are consciously creating every moment of that particular day. And I've been really paying attention to that as well, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, okay.
I'm really feeling the energy from you, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It is actually not my energy. It is energy just flowing, you know. It's just collective consciousness, or supreme energy, or supreme energy, you know, you may call it whatever, supreme love, or you may call it God, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. It is this energy flowing through us. We are really nothing. It is just, we are channels, and it's channeling through. And the beauty of the whole thing is, with the Oneness University, is that if you go and attend the 21-day process there, you can become one of the oneness blessing givers or the Diksha giver. You can start giving this transferring energy. So it's not about just, you know, one person doing it in India. It is like anyone who goes there is trained and they come and touch some the other person and they will also start receiving from you. Sometimes they will go into even a higher state than yourself. So this is how the whole thing is going to spread. It's like, you know, ants going all over the world, you know, spreading this energy so that everybody's conscious level, you know, rises and the suffering ends in the world. That is what we should do. That's what, Lalani, you're doing also by, you know, doing these radio shows, creating an awareness so that the people can start receiving things like that, because there are many masters giving something or, you know, or the other. But Bhagwan and Amma are giving this oneness blessing, the Diksha, which is a benediction for all of us.
Well, share with my listeners as well this evening, because I know that as I was doing research on your website, I also noticed that you guys offer Diksha through, what, teleclasses or over the telephone? How does that work, if you would share that?
Okay, it's exactly like I would do it right now at on your show also. I will do some chanting and I'll transfer the energy and people will feel it. And so we will do that. It is just the energy, even, you know, as people pick up the phone, if you have an intention that you want to grow spiritually, they say the divine is even readier than you are to give you what you need. All you have to do is be open. And if you're open, there is doesn't matter through which channel it's coming. Doesn't matter if it's coming via phone or via, you know, even intention, just thinking about you we would be able to pass the energy. So it is like an amazing thing. It's an amazing technology which I think the scientists even don't know about.
I agree with that, because even as I was listening to myself, searching for the words to actually share my own experiences with Diksha, I mean, I didn't even come close to touching on or expressing the true feelings and what you receive during the whole time you're there with everyone and also receiving the Diksha blessings. And so the best way for any of you to truly experience some incredible divine energy and oneness is to actually go and experience it. Now, I will say this to all of you. I encourage and invite you all to visit the onenessmovement.org. For you listeners in the Pal Talk, I do have the website posted there. I'd like to encourage all of you to experience it over the phone if you would like. They also have facilitators in most of the cities and areas that you all live. I know I have it right here in Arizona, and it's only a 10-minute drive for me, so I'm able to go and participate and receive it. For myself personally, the first time I actually experienced Diksha, I was able to really open up and connect with my heart line, and that was very exciting. And you're talking about bliss, and a bliss that will last you from day after day after day. This is it. This is real stuff that will have a real impact beyond what I could ever express to any of you. Don't take my word for it. Go see for yourselves.
Yeah, let them experience it for themselves. That's true, though.
Yes. I'd like to read this, if I may.
Yes, please do.
It is the mission of the Oneness Movement in cooperation with the Oneness University is to bring this awakened state to humanity. This is being done via the practice called the Oneness Blessing. wherein the divine reaches out to mankind to dissolve the illusions of separations. And I want you all to cling on to those for that statement for just a moment, to dissolve the illusions of separation. Each day, this divine energy is being transferred to individuals around the world, and thousands of people are awakening to the grace of oneness. Thank you for allowing me to share that with all of them.
Thank you. That is really nice of you to do that. Leilani, I wanted to also let you know that I have the phone Diksha, or the phone oneness blessing, on October 25th, September 25th. And every other week we have one. And then we have in Norwalk, we have Connecticut, we have a workshop that I will be doing, a two-day workshop on September 22nd, 23rd. And in San Jose, October 5th and 6th, I'll be doing a workshop. And then we do have something in Omega Institute in New York as well, from 18 to 21st. But personally, I will be doing on the 5th and 6th in San Jose, and 22nd, 23rd of September in Norwalk, Connecticut. If there is anybody listening, would like to come to the workshop, it'll help them tremendously, because we go into the deep hurt and pain and suffering that is within you to remove all that. So we work on that as well during the workshop.
If I may, we do have a caller from the UK, and if you'll just bear with us for one moment, and I am aware that you're on the line, on hold, and we thank you for your patience.
Yes.
I just want to remind all our listeners, look around your own personal life. Take a good look around our world. All we have to do today is turn on the TV or pick up the newspaper. We deserve not to suffer any longer. We deserve to be able to claim the very best of high quality, not only for ourselves as individuals, but for our loved ones, our children, and our future children, our grandchildren. And so I just want you to think about those things for just a moment. I do not care to see my sisters and brothers worldwide suffering, no, not even for another moment. On that note, I'd like to welcome our caller from UK. Hello, are you with us?
Hello?
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 Hi. Are
Hello?
You on the radio?
Hello?
Yes, your name?
Well, I only got lag here. I just wanted to say hello to my friends on Power Talk and say, hey, look, you're all red dotted, but this is how you get round the red dot. Hi, Lucky Wish, lovely to see you, and Jasmine, Crystal Visions, Candlelight. Hi, Maglis and Dirk. I am. Hi, Lubeck, Mixter. DJ, pleased I invited you into the room. Morphi, Simon, I don't owe you any money. Terry, lovely to see you. And Blues from Heaven, Ocean Mististe, Melanie Lee, Mysterious Maven, Guru Dog, and Buddy's Wife.
We do have
Hello,
a whole
everybody.
Room of listeners tonight, don't we?
Yes, yes, we do, of course.
Would you like to ask a question while we have you here? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I have no questions at the moment. I'm just listening, and I just wanted to demonstrate that the whole system works for the benefit of everybody.
Thank you.
I did want to comment on the interconnectedness of everything. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really. I'll be as brief as I can, because I don't know how many quarters you've got waiting. But it seems to me it is absolutely basic common sense. Yeah. It is. so simple. If we're all products of a divine creator, if we're all part of it, how can we not all be connected with each other?
Wonderful. That is
and everything, you know?
Yes, very good.
It's such a simple concept. It's not difficult to understand. Anyway, this call is costing me a fortune. I've been 15 minutes on waiting. It's not cheap in the UK. I only want to say hello to everyone anyway, improve the system works. Many thanks. I'll catch you all in a minute.
Okay. Actually, it's interesting because I know that you would like to share your thoughts with what was just shared with us with our caller. And I even got some thoughts on that as well. But please, you are our guest this evening, so if you'd like to share your thoughts.
Okay. Are you talking to me, Lilani?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, yes. It was beautiful what you were sharing also, that the reason people are suffering also is because there is this sense of separation. And because of this sense of separation that, you know, they have created a circle, a circumference around, each individual has created a circumference around himself, saying this is me and this is not me, okay? So they have cut themselves from the universe and they think they are separate individuals, but that is not the real story. Because if this circumference drops off, that's why we are so self-centered, we are so only concerned about ourselves or our own families. We are not concerned about what is happening outside, what is happening to the neighbor. But when this circumference around ourselves, if it drops, we get connected again to the universe. Actually, everything in the universe, the mountains, the trees, the river, the bushes, or the animals, everything is connected. We are, you know, even through a grain of rice, the whole universe has gone through. And if you see in reality, when an awakening happens, maybe you have your own experience and you will see that how, you know, there is not you that exists. We are all connected. We are one individual. We are one being here. There is only one man. There is not you and me. So if that sense of connectedness comes, the heart will start flowering and the universe will be a different place here.
Yeah.
You know? And the suffering that man is suffering so much will end very soon.
That's absolutely correct. You know, I was, of course, born and raised in Hawaii.
I see.
And as I was growing up, I was taught to care about all peoples and all cultures.
Right.
If we knew someone down the street was having some challenges, we all pitched in and helped. And all the listeners of my show, and most of them have known me just to come in and chit-chat with them, also realize that they've heard me say it over and over again. It's time for us to stop the separation. Look around us and see how often and what instruments do we use to actually create a separation between ourselves. Most of you hear me say, I love you. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. And I truly mean, I love you. I care about you. Share with me your heart's thoughts and desires. When I say desires, it's not a worldly good, but of your desires of being a spiritual being, to be that oneness with all of us. And that has a whole different feel to what I've just shared with all of you. Yes, Peace Lily, thank you for that feedback. I really appreciate it. I'd like to ask of you. So we've discussed, let's share once again with the listeners of your upcoming events and once again about the phone calls for individuals to receive Diksha. And I was wondering if I may request a blessing for all my listeners
and my show, if I may.
Yes, definitely we are going to do that. I was just going to say the same thing, what you said. But yes, it is September 25th. We have a phone diksha. If you go on the onenessmovement.org, and you will see the date. And then we have one workshop in Connecticut, which I am doing personally. It's on the September 22nd, 23rd. And then in San Jose, I'm doing it in October 5th and 6th. And then there is one in Omega coming up, 18th to 21. But, you know, the 5th and 6th in San Jose would be really good in October, and Norwalk would be 22nd, 23rd. So if anybody's interested, they can attend that.
Thank you. I also would like to share once again the website. I encourage and invite you to visit my show page with BBS Radio. The website is Oneness, O-N-E-N as in Nancy, E-S-S as in Sam, movement.org. And for all the listeners in Pal Talk, I do have the website listed in the room for all of you. So go and experience it for yourself. I always do. I go and check things out, and I usually walk away saying I'm really glad I did. And Diksha has really had a tremendous impact, not only for my own spiritual growth, but in my family as well. And I just love everyone so dearly that travels the world to share Diksha with all of with worldwide. And so, anyway, what do you think, Sira?
Yes, yes, definitely, yes. We will, you know, I will also, you know, just let the people know that when Diksha is given, I did, like I said before, that if there are 6 billion people, they'll have 6 billion kind of processes. Some will go immediately into the light and go into laughter and bliss and joy. Others will, you know, maybe there is a lot of suffering within them that will start surfacing out. But it does not mean that the energy has not touched you. It has started a process in you. So it's like a peeling an onion, so this process will keep on going on and on. And right now, if Lilani, if I have your permission, I can chant a few chants in Sanskrit, and we will be giving the Diksha.
Absolutely, it would be our honor to have you do this with us.
Okay. So what I would like all the participants that are listening to, on the radio today, and first of all, I really want to thank you, Lilani, for, you know, doing this, because you're making people aware of so many good things that are going on in the universe. You're contacting them with different spiritual teachers and all.
Thank
and
you.
And your heart is in the right place, and thank you again.
Oh, thank you. And please, if I am able to be of service at any time for you and your organization, please let me know.
Definitely, definitely. And I also want to let you know that just recently we took, actually we have taken all about 14 indigenous people from the kahunas from Hawaii, you know, to India for the 21-day process.
Talking to a kahuna.
Yeah, yes, that's why I'm telling you that. And earlier we had taken other indigenous people, like 28. We had sent them to India for the process, you know. We invited them for the process in India for 21-day process. So
I
that
just love you, and I love your all the people that are so loving and giving to all my sisters and brothers out there. And I really am so grateful to you for so willing to share with all the listeners with BBS Radio. And so thank you.
And we would like you to go to India as well.
I do too. Matter of fact, I want to go.
We'll keep you in touch when we have the next group going. I will, you know, we'll contact you. So right now I will be, why don't everybody, the listeners, just inhale deeply and exhale. Inhale, exhale, and I will be chanting, and as I'm chanting, we will be transferring this one more. You can find the Oneness Blessing Givers in your area, you know, under the website. If you go to Oneness Facilitators, you'll see different teachers in different areas. There's somebody in Arizona, Phoenix, somebody in, you know, San Jose, and, you know, wherever you are, you can find somebody. Even in London, England, you'll find somebody. So just inhale again and exhale. Just be with your breath, because Bhagwan says, if you experience the moment, experience what you're eating, touching. So when the senses are heightened, is as your mind gets decluttered, it slows down. Then you can experience things like when you're eating, you know, you can feel the taste. As you are listening to the music, it gets heightened. You know, it's like you feel like you're evolved, and you can listen to the same music, you'll have a different. And when you're looking at the flower, when you're seeing, there is only the thing. There's no chatter of the mind going on there. So it's very, very blissful. So today we will give you this Oneness Blessing or Oneness Diksha, and just be there. And I'll chant, and we are transmitting the energy. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samita Shri Bhagavate Namaha Om Shri Bhagavati Samita Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Om Shri Shri Bhagwan Divya Mangal Sarupam Pada Pankaj Pujanam Tada Pranamamyaham Pranamamyaham Shri Shri Bhagwati Sarvdukhare Devi Pada Pankaj Pujanam Tada Pranamamyaham Om Om down, and the ones who are driving can just drive and do whatever they are doing. And thanks a lot. Devani?
Yes, I am here. I apologize. I can feel my whole body firing up.
Yes.
And feeling myself vibrating, and my hands have been fully activated. It's like, wow, you are about to lose me.
Yes, and so you can help a lot of people on the radio station too. When you go to India and come back, you can just keep on passing. You're already doing that. You know, it will become even stronger, whatever you're doing. It's just amazing.
And that has been my desire. I'm very clear. Well, it's my passion. And there's a real difference with my own and my own thoughts of my passion, you know. It's interesting because I knew that I was sent by the hierarchy just to come on the radio and to really become a voice and to allow others to be the voice as well. And that we all could indeed be as one and to unite together and to break down the barriers that keep us all separated. And so I have been working on putting committees together of a representative of an individual worldwide to represent their people, their culture, so that we may all work together in unison to bridge that gap.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful.
Yes. And I didn't come on the radio, but only for one reason, and that was indeed is to share as much wisdom and knowledge that I possibly could that would assist everyone in their own spiritual journey, whatever that may look like for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm so high.
It feels really, really good.
Wonderful.
Well, we're getting close to having to say good evening to you. And
thank you.
I would like to ask, and I'm honored that you...
Rani. Shri Rani Ji.
We received divine blessings from you and the divine. I would like to ask if there were any last-minute thoughts or words that you would actually like to share with our listeners this evening.
Okay. The thing is, the last thoughts are coming to me is like, you know, we should not blame the person, place, or thing for our problems that we are having. It is the problems that we are having is our own inner conflict. And that inner conflict is coming from bad relationships, you know, as, you know, your relationship with your father, your mother are very important, and other relationships. So if you set these relationships right, you will grow spiritually. And, you know, and also as you work on these hurts and pain that is within you, which you have not fully experienced, when you were hurt with, say, your husband said something, you were hurt, and you haven't forgiven him, until you forgive and seek forgiveness, there will be no growth happening. You need to set right your relationships. That is the most important thing. You need to forgive and seek forgiveness and go on with life.
Very wise words. And I thank you for those, because even I have to be reminded. And it just goes to show us that love is really the key for each and every one of us. So I ask that all my listeners this evening, give yourselves a great big hug. Hug yourself with all the love that you can, because love itself is so unlimited. So just take a moment and just give yourselves a great big hug. And I am so divinely I'm proud of each and every one of you, and it's always such an honor to be in your light, in your divinity. So I truly am so very honored, and I'm very grateful for the blessings that we all have received this evening, and all the great wisdom and knowledge that you have shared with each of us tonight.
Thank you, Lirani. Thank you for all you do, and namaste. And we'll end the session. Okay, namaste.
Be well.
Aloha.
Aloha to you and mahalo.
Okay, namaste.
Good night to you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, I just want to remind all our listeners, I am really buzzing on this end. I promise all of you, and I will keep the room up this evening just to allow to hear what your thoughts are. I know I felt the energy big time, but that just goes to show you just how important each and every one of you are worldwide, how much each and every one of you are truly loved by our Creator. It is only our minds that tease us to believe that we're so less than. And it's time for each of you to take a moment and really claim your mastership here on this planet, to claim your own personal uniqueness. Allow yourselves the permission to shine so all may see. And I ask and invite each of you this evening,
be aware of your sisters and brothers. Be aware that you are making a difference in this world today. Every step you take creates a ripple effect. Every action, every word, every thought that you put out to the universe. And make no mistake, each of you have found a beautiful way that you aren't even realizing at this very moment how you personally touched another human being's heart and changed their lives forever just through a smile from you or a wonderful warm hello or how are you today. Be aware of these things. On this note, you are the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds and activities. Love thyself with all your heart, and always remember to love your families. Be the best you can be. On that note, I want to bless each and every one of you. Good night to each and every one. Aloha and mahalo.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. We were born to fly, so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something else.